serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. 23 degrees in Richland Center at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Multiple sources tell ABC that today is the day President Trump is expected to sign an executive order eliminating the Department of Education. Critical services and programs will go to other agencies. The first day of spring arriving with plenty of non-very spring-like weather.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, highways littered with cars and big rigs in a blizzard on the last night of winter. Similar scenes in Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa. And in Utah's Cottonwood Canyon, multiple cars buried in an avalanche. That snow came from the same system now moving east. Hundreds of thousands of people nationwide are without power. The Midwest, the hardest hit. Over 200,000 electric customers in the dark.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. The Israeli military says it'll no longer allow Palestinians to enter northern Gaza from the south. A blockade that had been in place early in the Israel-Hamas war has been reestablished. Airstrikes over the Gaza Strip continued overnight. This is ABC News. The Pentagon may be given more power to patrol the southern border, sources tell ABC News. Plans are being evaluated that would have the military in charge of a buffer zone between the U.S. and Mexico. Whole lot of Americans spending a whole lot of time in line at the DMV. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more.
DMVs around the country are packed as people line up for hours to get their real ID. In Illinois, a frenzy of applications. The demand prompting the state to open a Real ID Super Center. In Florida, officials say people are booking multiple appointments at the DMV only to turn around and sell the appointment times for up to $250 each. Local officials now trying to make appointment scalping illegal. If you are able to get an appointment for your Real ID, be sure to bring the right documents. Requirements vary by state.
Real ID or a passport will be required for travel after May 7th. March Madness shifting into high gear today. 16 games are scheduled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Calling all gearheads and DIYers. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has got you covered. Hurry in and grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each. And keep your engine purring with True Fuel starting at only $7.49 each. But remember, these amazing prices are only available until April 30th. Don't miss out on the chance to save big on the brands you trust. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and rev up your savings.
Coming up, we'll check weather details. We'll also have an update on, I guess the school situation has not changed from a little while ago, but we'll run down that list again in just a moment.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot, from the oven, Cornish pasty. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high near 40, breezy this morning, and then some sunshine later on as well. 10 to 20 mile an hour winds tapering to 10 later. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 25. 52 Friday with a few sprinkles possible. Sprinkles and flurries possible Friday night with a low of 21. And Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet with a high of 42. Sunday, 46. It could be some rain mixed with wet snow at times. Again, right now in Richland Center after the low of 23. We're at 24 degrees today.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
2 hours late for Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca schools. There's no morning preschool in the Ithaca district, and the weight room will not be open. Reports of slippery travel, especially on the higher elevations, and especially as you head into Vernon, Crawford County, and some areas there where there was anywhere between 5 and 8 inches of snow accumulation yesterday. It really was blizzard-like conditions when that wind was blowing at its greatest, and the snow was happening yesterday, and it certainly accumulated in other areas a little bit sooner than it did here. Right now, 23 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
White churches, black churches. Different people, same hearses. It's kind of hard to fight with each other. Laying down in the ground, six under. At every show, I see my people, they ain't the same, but they're all equal. One love, one God, one family. You're missing every color if you're only seeing black and white. Tell me how you're gonna change your mind if your heart's unmovable. We ain't that different from each other, from one to another. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Coast to coast, city to city, reach out your hands if you're with me. Still got some work, but we still got a dream. Every shade, every heart come together and sing. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. You're missing every color if you're only seeing black and white. Tell me how you're gonna change your mind if your heart's unmovable.
Beautiful. if you're only seeing black and white? Tell me how you're gonna change your mind if your heart's on overboard.
On WRCO, today happens to be Absolutely Incredible Kid Day, so we celebrate some of the youth accomplishments. It's also Crawfish Cravers Awareness Day. It's Great American Meat Out Day, a day to go without meat. It's also International Astrology Day, International Day of Happiness. It's Kiss Your Fiancé Day today. Let's see. Oh, so it's National Ravioli Day. Yeah, that used to be a big school lunch back in the day. And it's Oranges and Lemons Day. Today is the 20th of March. Spring officially rolled in just after 4 this morning, if you couldn't tell. Hey! Here's Old Dominion.
Wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough, or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it if there were struggles and we never knew it? I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. There's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other. That's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. The ground you walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow, I'll try to find you, 'cause I don't love you, now fueled by that. I got some oceanfront property in I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in
George Strait, some oceanfront property bought off Prime Mover. Absolutely. 2 hours late today for Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca schools. Also, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, now reporting a 2 hour late start today in Viroqua. Someone told me they were driving in the Viroqua area yesterday, and it was pretty much like blizzard conditions up there in that vicinity of 5 up to around 8 inches of snow reported in some of the bluffs in the La Crosse area yesterday.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
If you need reliable and affordable automotive services, stop by Whitman's Repair Hub in Muscadet. From mechanic work to trailer repairs and welding services, they've got you covered. Whether it's routine maintenance or a big repair, Their team is ready to help. Call 608-574-9252 or send a message on Facebook at Whitman's Repair Hub to schedule your service today.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Sharing a meal with friends and family is a great way to connect, and you don't have to compromise your health goals while you're out. Hungry for pizza? Try loading it with vegetables, then add lean ham or chicken instead of sausage or pepperoni. Heading to the sandwich shop? Boost the nutrition by adding tomato, lettuce, peppers, and other vegetables. For more healthy eating tips, follow the Richland Hospital and Clinics on Facebook and Instagram.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Hey, what's going on?
Good morning, Philip.
There he is, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yes, yes. Getting beat down this morning already.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Computer won't start. Coffee wasn't made.
Oh, my goodness. Boy. Whose fault is it?
I don't know. I had to turn the lights on.
Oh, that's really tough.
Because you only have this one light back here in the milk house, and that's it.
That's it. I know.
Kind of scary walking in here with you.
I'm kind of like my own thing, you know.
Yeah, you're your own worst enemy, aren't you?
I am.
So am I. I guess it was my fault. If I just would have left the coffee from yesterday, I wouldn't have made it today.
Who would have known? You know?
Joanne.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably true.
So, and then if I just would have left the door unlocked when I left last night, I wouldn't have had to unlock it this morning.
Oh, that's true.
So.
Boy, it really put you out there today.
I'm almost ready for a break.
I bet.
Anyway, how was your evening,
buddy? It was good. Yeah, good.
Was it worth a well night off? Because next week you're going to hit the pavement running, maybe?
I don't know if we're going to hit the trail next week or not. I'm thinking not. I'm thinking more like the 1st of April.
My schedule says I am.
I know you are, and the forecast doesn't really go along with that. I mean, they might play some of them. I think a lot of conferences have a temperature threshold, don't they?
Umpire does.
I want to say it's 40 degrees.
I thought it was 38.
Or 38, yeah.
But 38 is too cold. 40 is too cold to play. Because those bats actually have a... If you know, those bats have a degree on them of what they recommend. You have to go within the recommendations with those bats because they will break.
They will break.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and then the thing of it is, okay, you start at 40 degrees, but you know by the end of the game it's not going to be 40 degrees.
Yeah, it ain't going to get any warmer. No. Especially at 4:30 in the afternoon, it's not going to get any warmer.
Right. Yeah.
So. Maybe they can put the sweater on the bat. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Later today, of course, it's a big basketball day. The state basketball tournament will begin.
Yeah.
I wished our good friend Dan Burrison at Mineral Point good luck. I corresponded with him yesterday.
But good.
He's been a trivia-thon contributor. And
he listens to us quite regularly.
And I told him, I said, go make some more trivia.
Yes.
So maybe,
good luck to them.
Maybe we'll have a question on later this year about the pointers.
He's a great guy, unless you're a referee for him. But he's never yelled at me.
I just appreciate him, and I appreciate all the coaches I work with. But he is so old school, so I look over. I was doing a game this year, and I look over, and there he is with his camera, his camcorder, not a phone. He's recording the game, you know. That used to be the rule. You'd see assistant coaches and coaches scouting everywhere. Well, now with Huddle and all those advances. But he told me once, he said, Phil, you can't tell the true speed of a team with a video. You'd rather see him in person.
Yeah, that's very true.
And yeah, he can back it up with his record there.
I promise you, he knows everything that the school that the, he's going to play, the school that he's playing today.
Sure.
He knows what they're going to do to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he will counterpart.
Chess match.
Yep.
Right.
I wouldn't want to play chess with him.
And then, of course, the Badgers play a little later today. And I know. You. What about Arkansas?
They play tonight.
They're playing tonight.
6:10.
Uh-huh.
So
Arkansas going to get beat, are they?
Yeah, they're going home tonight.
They're going home tonight. Did you pick them in your bracket?
Nope.
You didn't?
Nope.
Wow. You picked against the mighty Razorbacks.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
Did you pick the Badgers?
Nope.
You didn't?
Nope.
I thought you said you were going to
pick them. No, maybe I did pick the Badgers.
I thought you picked them today.
Yes, I did. I didn't pick them Saturday.
Right.
Well, but I'll be honest with you, okay?
And they could lose today.
Without question.
Yeah, I wouldn't
They've
be surprised
really,
either
really,
way.
Really.
And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but that's the way the tournament goes.
Montana's not a bad basketball team. They shoot over 50% from the field.
They are the second best shooting team in the country.
Behind WRCO?
Shooting off our mouths.
Right.
Right. But anyway.
At least we rank.
And they have the Badgers as a 17.5 point favorite.
I don't see that.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Most
NCAA tournament games are decided in the last
2 minutes. If you could just watch the last 2 minutes of every game, your march is made.
And the last 2 minutes take a half hour.
Yes.
They do. It's like, oh, timeout, commercial.
Which I'm not taking nothing away from Wisconsin. Wisconsin has their schedule is tough. Unlike Montana. Montana doesn't play the teams that Wisconsin does.
You got to take that into consideration,
but
too.
It's one game. Montana has everything to play for.
Right.
They do. They win one game in the tournament, and their season's made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Wisconsin at least doesn't make it to the Sweet 16, that, you know, their season is, I don't want to say it wasn't good, but it could have been better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Those underrated teams like that have everything to play for.
Yeah, and people then forget how the Badgers had a really good year, won some big games, but people remember how far you go in the postseason.
That's it.
They don't necessarily remember the regular season.
You could be 0-22 and get in the tournament.
Yep.
I mean, and then if you win the national championship, you're 6-22 and everybody loves you.
Yeah. Right.
But if you're 0-23, you're pretty much got to, but that's just the way it is. These mid-major teams, they have everything to play for.
There is a team at the state boys basketball tournament that is below 500. Let's see if it's listed here. I don't see them.
I saw that.
The Prairie School.
The Prairie School.
So they play tonight. They're 14-15, and I don't know the circumstances. You know, maybe they had some injuries or whatever.
No, well, they got in the tournament.
Well, I know, but maybe they had something during the regular season.
And how many games have they won for?
Well, let's see. So you regional opener. I presume they played a regional opener because they wouldn't have been a number one seed.
Right.
So three games to the regional final and then two in the sectional. So they
were 9-15
coming into the tournament. Yep.
And do you remember the team that from, was it Oakfield, the one way up north in softball? They played a total of four games and won a state championship because of the snow.
Because of the snow.
And won a state championship.
Right.
And then what was the team, was it late 90s where the girls, they were 6-something and made it to the state final? Do you remember that?
I do.
So, yeah,
every coach will tell their team that going to the first night of the tournament. You know, it could be us.
All you got to do is play.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the light bulb goes on at the right time. Later today, Haley Heinzel, the 77th Allison Dairyland. She's a favorite guest of ours. She is so fun to have in. But she's going to be in between 10 and noon today talking about the cheese brackets.
Oh, okay.
Who'll be the next big cheese?
Who's going to be the next big cheese?
So they got all the Wisconsin cheeses bracketed, you know, like the basketball tournaments.
Well, that's good for Haley. She's a treat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And maybe she'll bring some cheese. You never know.
Yeah.
Just don't cut it, Hank.
You know, Philip, most socks put on 1 foot in 30 seconds. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's Pavel Durkin set the record by putting 52 socks on in a half a minute.
You know, I have trouble getting one sock on, especially my right leg. I can't bend that far.
Do you have to find a seat?
I do. But it probably takes me, how would you say, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Probably takes me at least that long to get my sock on.
Well,
on that 1 foot. So I'm at one.
But here's the thing, though. You've accomplished that.
I know. That's true.
So,
then I have to sit and rest for a little while.
Well, that's okay, but I got to put that other one on. Longest distance run while on fire, Philip. This is something that
I thought we had that one before.
It's a new record.
Oh, it's a new one.
Yes, yes. Jonathan Vurrow ran 893 feet while completely engulfed in flames.
That is so ridiculous.
That is stupid. And again, I'm going to ask that question. Why?
Why? Exactly. Why? Yeah, I saw a thing about the beard record, which if you keep growing your goatee, maybe you can take a part of that. But the most forks in a beard, 126.
Wow.
The most clothespins, 359. The most pencils, 456.
Wow.
Chopsticks, 520. Paper straws, 534. And golf tees, 607 in somebody's beard.
Four. And then,
can you believe it?
Four? Yeah, four.
Why?
Golf tees.
Oh,
Four.
Oh, four. Yeah. I see. Toothpicks, 3,500.
My goodness.
In a beard.
What a waste of good toothpicks.
Well, you'd always have one, though. And the thing of it was, when you go to take them out afterwards, you know you'd forget some.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd be combing your beard like 2 weeks later. Oh, there's one.
Oh, I got something in my teeth. No, it's just in your beard. Hey, fastest time to eat three hot dogs, Philip.
Joey Chestnut?
No, Michael Lesko ate three hot dogs in 21 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
No water.
Bun and all?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how they do it.
And again, I don't care. I will never... I could eat one hot dog. I don't know. I eat pretty fast, though.
Yeah, you do.
But I do.
Three in that length of time is pushing it.
So this is something that we could do here. Largest collection of pizza boxes.
Oh.
Scott Wiener owns over 1,500 unique pizza boxes from around the world. Again.
Are they?
I hope they're recyclable.
If they're food soiled.
That's what I is. I'm sure they're not. I bet he just collects them.
Okay.
Most people in a soap bubble.
People inside a soap bubble?
Yep. Most people inside a soap bubble. Fan Yong trapped 275 people in a single 275 people inside a single giant soap bubble.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Because new word for soap.
Reminds me of the Little Rascals episode where they took Alfalfa's sandwich and they put soap in there because they were mad because he was hanging out with Darla.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, they're a little jealous.
So he ate the soap sandwich, and then when he took a drink of water to sing, bubbles kept coming out of his mouth.
Only you would remember that.
Let me call you sweetheart.
Most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone. What would you say?
I'd say 20.
Here we go. Dimitri Panseria stacked 125 scoops of ice cream on a single cone.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And again,
you'd have to have balance.
But the thing of it is, why waste that ice cream?
I don't. Well, maybe he ate it.
That's a lot. His name was not down there for the hot dogs. Well, here we go. What can you do, Philip?
I usually get it in a dish because I can't eat it fast enough. It runs down my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Then it gets all sticky.
Then you have to get up.
Right.
Yeah.
So normally I put it in a dish.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
A big dish?
Big dish, yeah.
Usually I just take the whole...
The whole bucket?
The whole bucket.
Oh, yeah.
That way I'm good.
Uh-huh.
So
drown your sorrows in ice cream?
Yes. I do that quite a bit.
Do you?
I got to continue with my New Year's resolution, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Seafood.
Seafood. Buddy, I hope you have a good day. Be kind, everyone.
That sounds good. That's Hank Bray here on WRCO Radio. We'll come back with our history lesson and birthdays and anniversaries.
Accidents happen, but at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we make them disappear. Enjoy free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. And guess what? We are running a special offer. Get up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Drive confidently knowing Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to help. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by. We're on Elm Street in Moscow.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planting season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
Yep, we get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Yeah, and it would be like, go Gary, go Gary, U.S. Cellular, love Gary.
I'm cool with just the music.
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Customers can get $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Notes on this day in history. In 1852, Harriet Beecher Stowe's influential novel about slavery, Uncle Tom's Cabin, made its debut in published form. 1854, the Republican Party of the U.S. was founded by opponents of slavery at a schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. And in 1976, kidnapped newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst was convicted of armed robbery for her part in a San Francisco bank holdup carried out by the Symeonese Liberation Army. One of the real wacky stories of the 70s. Some notes on today and this day in history, March 20th. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to John Bormet from Lori and the Guys. Also today, wishes to Heather, enjoy your day. We love you, from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday to daughter-in-law, that is Jackie Dahlberg. Have an awesome birthday today. And to Dan Cupp, Hope you have a tremendous birthday. Love from Linda and Mel. To Deb Winch from Sandra and Charlene. Best wishes, Deb. And here's a 75th birthday wish to Tommy Clary, who celebrates this week, from Art and Margie. To Cindy Rulin from Lori and the Guys, and from Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions. Today is the birthday of Trey Adams, also Brian Cradwell, Trent McCormick, and Isabella Stevens. And from the RC Lions, Thursday wishes to Alexandra Bakken, Ada Sandmeyer, Jane Ewing, Raquel Fry, Rick Dahlberg, and Tim Munns, Katie Schultz, Trey Adams, Deborah Muller, and Will Anthony Gertz. Happy anniversary to Mick and Robin Cosgrove. All the best today. Happy birthday to Lauren Harris from the Bloom City Town Crier, and happy anniversary to Mick and Robin Cosgrove on their special day.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good luck getting there today. The school situation has not changed since early on today. So a couple of hours late for Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Ithaca schools for the day.
When you got your woman, you've got everything. She may not be a pinner in a Playboy magazine, but to me she's the greatest touch of heaven touching me. I may not own a big house or drive a fancy limousine, but when you got your woman, what a woman will do when she gets all the love she needs. Ain't it funny how a man can change when a woman puts his mind at ease? How can one man be so lucky to know the riches love can bring? When you've got your woman, my day. She puts love where the hurt is, makes my troubles fade away. How can one man be
Krasick. Good morning from WRCO. Joanne is next with the news.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now. 608-738-8765 and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Good morning. It's 23 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. A wind advisory is in effect for Iowa County. Some clouds early, then sunny, breezy this morning and staying cool, a high of 39, with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour tapering to westerly around 10 miles per hour later. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with a low of 25. In Richland Center, it's 23 degrees. We do have some school announcements. It's a two-hour late start for Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Ithaca schools, and there is no morning preschool in the Ithaca district, and the wait room will not be open.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz have circulated a package of legislation which will provide significant resources and additional tools to support Wisconsin's emergency medical services system. The bills support local EMS personnel and departments by providing funding to reimburse volunteers for the cost of their initial training classes, requiring an annual report on changes to the state and national EMS scope of practice and the impact of these changes on training hours, and increasing the Medicaid reimbursement rate for treat nose transport calls. The bills also provide additional flexibility to local units of government and support to the Wisconsin Technical College system. The bill package creates a regional EMS system levy limit exemption to encourage intergovernmental cooperation and provides $7 million annually to the WTCS to support its EMS education programming. The bills are currently circulating in the legislature for co-sponsorship. Senator Markline and Representative Kurtz will formally introduce the bills in the coming weeks and look forward to their swift consideration. The Joint Finance Committee has announced public hearings for the next state budget. Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival. Wisconsin is projected to have a $4.3 billion surplus. Governor Tony Evers' proposed biennial budget will be extensively reworked by JFC. The State Assembly Thursday takes up several bills related to transgender issues. One of the measures authored by Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich would require school districts' policies stating that parents determine names and pronouns of students to be used by school staff. Other bills include one that would ban gender-affirming care for those under 18, and two that would ban trans athletes at the high school and college level in Wisconsin. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'd veto any bills that harm Wisconsin's LGBTQ youth. Legislation that would change how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Tony Evers. State Senate author Watertown Republican John Jagler said Tuesday that he anticipates the Democratic governor will veto the bill. Evers initially said the new standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill because the legislature was injecting itself in the DPI process. Wisconsin's Supreme Court race has drawn large out-of-state donations, including from Elon Musk on behalf of Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel, who was asked about that on Tuesday at the Milwaukee Press Club.
97% of my donors are people who vote in Wisconsin. Almost half of my opponent's donors don't vote in the state of Wisconsin because they can't. They don't live here. I don't see enough of that. I get asked at almost every media interview, what about Elon Musk? He's supporting you. I don't control it, but I welcome the help because I've got to get my message to those low and mid propensity voters. And I'm aware that among the investments he's made has been in an awful lot of door knockers going around the state, and that's critical.
Early in-person voting began Tuesday in the election between Schimmel and liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. A win by Schimmel would flip the balance of the court in favor of conservatives. As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel sees record investment with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rate. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022, as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Thursday, March 20th. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died March 12th. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died March 8th. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at Westlawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Delbert J. Banker, 89, of Rockbridge Township, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Delbert J. Banker, 89, of Rockbridge Township. Jody Canoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Jody Canoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center. Eldon E. Bulow, 70, of Hill Point, died March 12th at home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday, March 28th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday, March 28th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Eldon E. Bulow, 70, of Hill Point. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 29th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82, of Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday, March 29th, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th, from 10 until the time of service at 1. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82, of Boscobel. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services will be held at 2 o'clock Thursday, April 3rd, in the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died last Thursday after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 3rd, from 1 to 5 at events at Castle Rock Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center, died suddenly Friday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home of Richland Center is assisting the family of Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center. Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71, of Rural Plain, died Saturday at Orchard Manor Nursing Home in Lancaster following a battle with mesothelioma cancer. A celebration of life will take place at a later date. A private burial will be in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Loretto. Memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice Care, UW Carbone Cancer Center, or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71, of Rural Plain.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family. Because someday, it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A crazy night and day of weather across much of the country. ABC meteorologist Greg Dutra outlined some of it.
In Nebraska, blizzard conditions leaving roads covered in slick black ice. Cars and tractor trailers spinning out, ending up on the side of the road. Dry and windy conditions leading to wildfires. 38 fires broke out in Arkansas. In Texas, a wildfire burning through Sam Houston National Forest, prompting evacuations.
Hundreds of thousands of people are without power this morning. It'll take an act of Congress for it to actually happen, but President Trump is planning to sign an executive order today, shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. In Colorado, teachers are off the job today, protesting cuts and state support there. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli airstrikes overnight have killed at least 85 people. The renewed fighting sparked this week. Israel says it's the fault of Hamas for not going along with their plan.